I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Troy Hughes with his baby music after yesterday. I put it out there that we are expecting a first child mid-July, messing up Cowboys training camp. So thank you for that. It's going to be a little boy. Disappointing the mother, the mother-in-law, maybe even the mother herself, just crushing everybody's hopes.
Okay, I was going to say, did you get the reaction from the mother in the moment that was hesitant at all?
No.
And how did you react when you found out?
I made her FaceTime. We'll get into it in a second. We got to talk sports first or we all get fired. Sure. Sean and RJ here on 105.3 The Fan. Cut the music! So
sports!
When we were talking real quick about who we want to win on Sunday.
Yeah.
I found it interesting, thinking about it in the commercial break, none of us brought up the name of Aaron Rodgers. We talk about Tom Brady. You can't talk about the Pats without him. You talk about Pat Mahomes. Aaron Rodgers, in many people's minds, is the best quarterback of all time. Aaron Rodgers, in many people's minds...
Not people that matter on the NFL Network Top 100.
Many people think he's the most talented quarterback of all time. You can argue that. We had Brady versus Rodgers debates for years, and not one of us sat here and just said, hey, I want to see an all-time great rewarded. I want to see him add to his legacy. I don't want to see Aaron Rodgers fall into a Peyton Manning, Clayton Kershaw-type trap of, oh, you only won this? You didn't win enough. You don't have enough rings. You're way too talented. You're way too good. And I'm trying to figure out why that is. Why didn't any of us sit in here and say, I mean, it's the entertainment level of a team is usually based upon the quarterback. No one cares about Jimmy Garoppolo except for adult film stars. No one cares. But Aaron Rodgers, none of us sat here pounding the table for him to make it.
No, because God forbid he would fall into the Peyton Manning type trap. You know, a guy who made 400% more Super Bowls than Aaron Rodgers did. But somehow he's a choker. He only been at four. Rodgers been at one. Rodgers is the greatest of all time. The other guy's a choker. This is why I hate Aaron Rodgers. He has gotten a pass.
I think he has, too.
Where's his...
Why has he gotten a pass, though? He plays for the Green Bay Packers. You know, he's in
State... Is there a cute story? They felt bad for him on draft day.
He's in State Farm commercials. He's certainly in the headlines because of his attitude.
Packers are a cute story. They're the underdog Green Bay Packers. He's the... Oh, man, he was... We feel bad for him because he was left in the green room all those hours when guys are drafted.
Still feel bad for him. That was he's since overcome that.
You know,
he's got a ring.
You know, we never change narrative once it's established.
No, we do all the time. We hate. We end up hating you. We hated the New England Patriots.
Right.
We hated the Golden State
but
Warriors.
But once there's a stigma attached to a person, it never goes away.
Look, Drew Brees won one Super Bowl and everybody loves him.
Yes.
Aaron Rodgers won one Super Bowl and everybody hates him. The Autoflex Leasing fan texters are right on point.
That's
with
a
why.
Great point.
From the 832, because he's a D, not even a top 100 in his own family. From the 817, he is a D-bag. From the 940, Rodgers is an a-hole. I can't repeat any of the words that are being used on the fan text, but they're all along the same line that Aaron Rodgers is an unlikable guy.
Likeability. Likeability is the key word right there. And those are great texts. But I don't care. I don't care to see him there.
I don't care to see him there, but I do think, like, you know, because this is his last great chance, I think, to make it.
Oh, yeah.
And
normally in that circumstance, I always root for the great player to have that final great run. Like, if Rodgers goes unconscious against Green Bay and puts on, like, a performance for the ages on Sunday.
Against the Niners,
yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I think I will be sitting there going, oh, my gosh. Like, I'm rooting for this. But Green Bay, I think of as, like, you know, they're an overrated 13-3 team. They're not really a 13-3 team. You know, they play a lot of close games. Aaron doesn't really take over.
Right.
He makes that special play here and there.
But this is the second biggest game of his career. Obviously, the Super Bowl was the biggest, But with this being his last great chance, in my mind, his last great chance, and you could have a like a Peyton Manning type defense lead you to one, you know. But what are the chances of that? You know, it's slim. You know, it would be a disappointment. And I don't judge guys by the amount of titles they win, but going to one for a player of his caliber, going to only one Super Bowl, where a lot of times he only had to win two games to get there. Only going to one, whereas Elway went to five, and Montana went to four, and Manning went to four, and you know, to only go to one, that's it, in the NFC where you didn't have to go through Brady or Manning. By the way, this was the first Super Bowl since 2012 to not feature the Patriots or Broncos.
Wow. Like Sandler texted me and he goes, why would we not want Mahomes versus Rodgers? Normally, that's the matchup. You want because two superhuman quarterbacks.
Because one is in the prime and one is past the prime. You know, I don't know that do you want the past the prime guy? Maybe you do. Some people do.
I mean, Rodgers versus Garoppolo, I don't want to see Jimmy Garoppolo play more than Aaron Rodgers. But I want to see San Fran's style.
I want to see Nick Bosa play more than Aaron Rodgers.
We'll see their defense,
right? Yeah.
Versus the matchup. Chiefs. No offense, Roy, with your Titans.
Yeah.
All right, Solomon Wilcox, former NFL player, now an analyst at Pro Football Focus, will join us at 8 o'clock with these games and all the Mike McCarthy analytics talk. That'll be at 8. Your first chance to win $1,000 starts then as well. So I did write down about 74 baby questions for you guys, since all three of you have kids. The first problem. Yeah, what?
Fire away.
The first problem I have is I have a name problem.
Oh. Zane, spelling, you want to name it Zane?
Spelling problem or just the name?
A name. So, you know, first you go through all these names and you eliminate them based upon the dumbest factors. Well, I knew that kid. I didn't like him in high school. No, that girl is related to someone. That's an athlete I don't like. Like all these, I'm just whack, and then you come across one that you like that your friend, your buddy also has. Like the name Julian.
Okay.
Harper for Troy.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, do you have to eliminate that? You know, do you have to eliminate that name because it's like a copy thing, or should you just say screw it and go along with it?
You've seen Goodfellas?
Yeah.
Remember the scene where she gets introduced to everybody and they're all named Peter or Paul? They're all family members. They're all named Peter or Paul. Like names like Michael, when we were kids, Michael was a popular name.
John.
And I'm sure they were family friends.
Yeah.
I don't know that necessarily you have to do that.
Yeah, but y'all weren't thinking what you were naming. You can't name it after, you know, my sister named the kid that.
I think if there's an appropriate age difference, 5 years or more, you can then recycle the name. But I wouldn't have wanted his name to be that close to one of his cousins or relatives that was that close to him.
Yeah, absolutely. If it's a family member or someone close like that, you don't. But considering your contract's up in April, you probably won't be here.
Yeah.
Now, are you not considering the junior route?
No.
No consideration. For Sean Jr. Because your parents screwed it up the first time,
yes,
right?
No.
Exactly. What's your commentary?
You be out so much about the fact that you can't spell your own name correctly. Yeah. Why would you do that to your kid?
What my parents did to me is make sure that this child will not be tormented in class, attendance being called, Little League announcements when you're going up to the plate. It was a nightmare. Shan Sharif, SOS. My poor brother got Yusuf. It's like that. You get the anxiety you get with an off name, Mom.
Your dad won twice when it came to names.
No, my dad won with Yusuf. You know what? That's a good question. I'm not sure.
Yusuf is okay. Cat Stevens chose that when he changed his name.
Other question I keep getting is, oh my gosh, there goes your lifestyle. You're done.
Oh, that's true.
It's over.
What are you talking about? You could still have a drink every night.
On the couch.
That's not my lifestyle.
I know it's not.
My lifestyle is more than that.
It's not.
Yeah. Someone texted and said, your baby will learn how to order an Uber before they can walk.
My question for you, at what age will you feel comfortable taking your newborn baby to the bar for the first time with you?
Well, I got to see what society, how they judge me.
And what are you going to do about your Ubers, because they will not have a baby seat?
No, they will not.
Did you consider that?
You have to
drive. Well, it wasn't, you know, it wasn't my final determining factor in choosing to start a family.
Not having children.
You can still get rid of it. I call Lyft and they're like, no, there's no child seats allowed. I'm like, that's it. The Sharif name will not go on. That wasn't the determining factor. But in terms of the lifestyle, like I'm pretty good at knowing like when a phase of mine is done. So like.
You're calling the end of the phase.
Of course.
Whoa.
How am I going to go out? How am I going to go out?
Did it all end?
How am I going to. No, I go out every Friday and Saturday.
No, see, that's the thing. I would not cut it off.
Yeah, it won't
end. You don't
end.
Just end.
It'll scale.
It will slowly go away without you even realizing it.
Yeah, it'll scale.
Because I found out for myself, man, this is soft. I found out for myself, I don't want to go out. I kind of want to stay home and just play with the kid.
Mm.
And it's slow. But then other times you're like, God, I got to get out. I got to go to Fort Worth and hang out.
You have an extra cool wife. You know,
yeah.
I assumed I was marrying that, and then, you know, uh-oh. I've been getting a little bit of grief
uh-oh.
On the past couple Sundays, Saturdays of going to watch football.
RJ, Sean needs a lawyer.
Here's what I don't understand about this.
I got a couple.
It begins,
here's
boys.
I had a team.
Here's what I don't understand about this score. Why isn't there just a scoreboard kept on this? So like,
because if they did that,
there's gonna be a time when you obviously want to go out with your girlfriends. There's gonna be a time when you have an event that I'm not invited to. Go to it, and then I can go and watch the game once, or I can go to a boys' night. Like, why is this such a big deal? You just even out the scoreboard. I'm not gonna give you a hard time.
Well, when if you keep eating score, it's a bad game to start with.
Well, no, women always say that. Women always say that because
I don't understand why it's so difficult.
They keep better score than you.
Yeah, I forget.
They keep better score than you. If they had to post the score, you might actually have a chance of winning the game.
Nobody keeps score better than I do. You know, I'm a very
vengeful. That is true. You know, I've thought about that, though. Like, you might be one of the ones that can counterbalance
go?
That.
I want to go, but it's never like that.
You
want to
go?
You want to go?
You tell me what. But, yes, Sean, you are now going to be a father. Everyone saw the announcement on social media yesterday. People are congratulating me considering the engagement gift I gave you. Here's my question. On your tweet, you had a photo?
Yeah.
You had the ultrasound.
Yeah, so... I did have an ultrasound. She burned the first one.
Oh, wow.
What?
She's trying. I'm like, let's just tweet this out the other day. There's a video of her family reacting. She's like, no, it's got to be look like this, and it's got to be on a board, and it's got to have fur, and it's got to this and that.
It's got to look like on Pinterest.
Oh, man, this is amazing.
So there's an iron on in the bedroom.
So glad I got
and I'm
it
like,
before
what
that.
The heck? What are you doing? What are you ironing? She's like, I'm going to iron this little shirt, this little baby shirt, and then I hear this, no! She tried to iron the sonogram.
Oh, God.
She put a piece of paper cloth over it to I said, what the heck? Are you ironing a son? It's got to be straight. It's got to be pristine. Boom. All gone.
Oh, no.
Burn the sonogram up.
But luckily, she didn't destroy the entire sonogram, did she? Like you said, the photo. Did she keep the audio?
The audio? Oh, here we go.
You didn't hear the audio? Yeah, audio of your sonogram?
This place is so cramped. No signal in here to retweet Daddy. Can't wait to boss around Roy's kids. What is that awesome smell? Oh, yeah. Smells like someone's barbecuing out there. Some mouth-watering brisket. My dad's a beast. Coming up next, the second trimester, then the third trimester, then crowning.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.